might be her, would you ever use, what?
Husband.
Okay, okay. And, now you mentioned the church up here that you go to. The thing that the minister does about halfway through the service, he gets up and gives a,
sermon.
Okay. And you go to a church to worship who?
God.
Okay. Do people ever refer to God, call God anything else in this area? Did they ever, is that the word they usually use?
Well, no, that's what most of them use. For my own personal self, I refer to him as the supreme architect of the universe or a lot of different things.
Okay, okay. And these are just a couple other pronunciation items. The first four books of the New Testament are?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay. Now, people go to school to get what? To get an?
An education.
Okay. And you mentioned a university. Another word for university, a smaller place, would be a?
A college.
Okay. Now, is there a place here in Idalia where you can check out books?
A library?
Yes.
They have a traveling library that comes through once a week in in a van.
But there's not a station.
There's not a station. Or you could, if you really wanted to, you could check out books up to school, I'm sure.
Okay.
But most people don't. They go to the traveling library.
Okay. One thing I forgot to ask you about your family. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm. I have two brothers and one sister. And then I had an older sister that passed away, and she was 16 months old.
Okay.
And of course, I never did see.
Yeah. Did they have children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call those children? They would be, I mean, what is your relationship to them?
My nieces and nephews?
Yes. And they would call you what?
They call me Uncle Shorty most of the time.
Okay. And what do they call your wife?
Aunt Ella.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the opposite of a man is a what?
Woman.
Okay. Now, where did you go to school when you were growing up?
I went to school here at Idalia.
Right.
The grade school at that time was a mile north.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was in grade school, all these little areas had different districts, and each one of them had a school. And most of them were one-room schoolhouses.
Mm.
The Idalia school was a two-room school. Grades 1 through 4 was in one room, and 5 through 8 was in another. But most of the rest of them were just one-room schoolhouses. Some of them wouldn't have over 4 or 5 kids going to school.
Mm. What were most of your teachers men or women?
Well, I'd say most of them in grade school were women, although I had a man teacher when I was in the 5th grade, and when I was in the 7th and 8th, I had a man teacher. The rest of them were women.
Now, in the old days, did they have a special name for a woman school teacher, maybe one that was single? Did they call her anything?
I always went by Miss or Mrs.
Okay.
They never did call her by her first name.
Okay. Would the community have ever called her the school marm?
Sometimes, or the school marm.
Okay. Okay. Now, we've talked about all of your, all the people that are kin to you. Now, what would you call all those people? They are your what?
My relation.
Okay. And people who aren't related to you, what are they called? Do you have? Is there a special name for them, or do you just call them like a...
Just call them friends, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I guess the earliest house you can remember is this house that you grew up in here in Idalia. How long did you live there all the time you were growing up?
No, we lived there until I was 5 years old, and then my dad built a two-room house over across the street, and we moved there when I was 5.
Okay. And is that where you lived the rest of the time you were growing up?
Uh-huh.
Until you went away, went home to the service.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that house.
Well, when Dad first started out, he dug the basement himself by hand, and it was in the fall, and before he got it formed up, it turned winter, and I remember it blowing full of snow and Dad jumping into the snow and scared me to death, you know, and of course all the cement then was poured with a wheelbarrow, and he built two rooms, and I can't recall